know that there's a special oats that you can buy for racehorses? My son had a racehorse, and they bought special oats for the racehorses. Much higher than the other kind. I don't know what the difference is in it, but he did. And when he had this, bought this little young gray mare, and took her down to Hot Springs, and she ran her first race, and she come out of that far ahead of everybody else, her first race. She paid, and then she was a favorite, 16 to 1.
Really?
Boy, she really paid off. And then they took her to, I don't know, New Jersey somewhere. Well, they took her to Kentucky, and they went down there, and she come in second on her second race. And then they took her to somewhere, I think up in New Jersey, I don't remember where, but he didn't go. They didn't go up there. And she come in, placed third, and the man bought her. She was in a claiming race. He bought her for, I think it was $5,000. But listen, she's been weaning and can't find where she went to. Her name was Buyback, B-U-Y-B-A-C-K. And she was a little gray mare. And he bought her from a doctor here in town, Dr. Udodge. And he's a dentist, and he has lots of racehorses down here.
Mm-hmm.
And so Reed, he named her Buyback. He took her to an auction, and nobody wouldn't give him what he wanted for her, so he just bought her back, mm-hmm. and he named her Buyback. Mm-hmm. That's what she called her. So then Jerry bought her from him.
Yeah, they can name horses strange names.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you about a couple more expressions. Say if we had to do a job together, you wouldn't say that just one of us had to do it, but
we both.
Or say if we were going somewhere together, you'd say that and are going.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say that.
Mm-hmm. Jim and I, or Bob and I, or he and I.
Mm-hmm. Or let's say if we're talking about me specifically, without using either of our names,
mm-hmm.
you might just say, well,
the two of us are going.
Mm-hmm.
Or both of us.
Or both of
mm-hmm.
us. Or another way of saying it might be you and
me
are going. What about, say, if you and another man are have to do something, again, without using names or anything, you might just say that, say, if you're just pointing him out to me, you'd mm-hmm. say that, and?
You and I are going. Mm-hmm.
Or if you would point him out, you would say that, and?
He and I? Mm-hmm.
Say you were going over to somebody's house and you knocked on the door and they say, well, who is it? And if you know that they're going to recognize the sound of your voice without saying your name, you might say, oh, open the door, it's just
me. Mm-hmm.
Let's say comparing how tall you are, you might say something like, well, he's not as tall as
I am.
Or the other way around, you might say, well, I'm not as tall as
he is. Uh-huh.
Or say comparing how well you can do something, you might say, well, he can do it better than
I. Mm-hmm.
Say if a man had run for 2 miles and after that he just had to quit, couldn't go a step further, you'd say that 2 miles is he could go
enough or his limit or something,
limit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the farthest he could go.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
What about if something belongs to me, I say, well, that's
mine. Mm-hmm.
Or if it belongs to you, I'd say that's
yours. Mm-hmm.
Or if it belongs to him, that's
his.
Belongs to her, it's
hers. Uh-huh.
Belongs to them, it's
mm-hmm. theirs.
Say if several people had come over to see you and they were about to leave, what might you tell them if you'd like them to come back sometime?
Mm-hmm. Come back and see me.
Mm-hmm.
Come back and visit.
Mm-hmm. Here in Arkansas, do you use y'all much? Y'all come back?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We go to California. My sister and all of them just laugh at me because they say you all.
Do you say you all usually or y'all?
You all. You all. Mm-hmm.